Good morning, and thank you for joining us today for week 11 of our ongoing 15-week series of tools to support your life journey. And these tools can be found in Jane's book, Spiritual Power Tools: Support for Your Soul. And as we move through this journey together, remember that your commitment to this journey empowers you to become your infinite self. So let us begin today with a prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Now, this week, Jane is going to be reviewing Chapter 2 from Spiritual Power Tools, and this chapter is entitled From Intellect to Intuition. And in this powerful video, Jane will be disclosing to us how moving beyond your intellect into your intuition enables you to have a deeper understanding of your life circumstances. Let's listen.
Hi there, here we are again, and I'm still talking about the Spiritual Power Tool book. Yes, because I think it's very, very important for you to start to think about your intuition and to hone on your intuition a little bit more and pay more attention to your intuition, because your intuition is that part of you that access the higher levels of spiritual understanding. You are able to comprehend spiritual truths through your intuition, because God, the abstract mind, has to be pierced. And once you start on your journey and you move into that part of you that's starting to be the observer of self, you're committed to your journey and you are ready to really take some important steps. And you have probably played with your intuition somewhat, because we've talked about intuition for years and years. But hopefully now you have advanced to the place where you understand that accessing the higher realm of who you are is the only way you're going to move into God consciousness. Because the whole aspect in the journey that you're on is about moving into the higher part of yourself. The humanhood goes and the godhood becomes. And the only way that we can move out of humanhood is through meditation, observing the human behavior of ourselves. Forget about anybody else. You are about your spiritual journey. And your spiritual journey is a personal journey that only you can go on. Only you will be the supporter of yourself, of your real self. Because this limited eye that you are in is only a limited eye. If you can look at it as I am in this little eye with a dot over it, and I want to go into the big eye, that you know what the big eye looks like. And that's where you want to go. You want to get rid of this little eye and move into your big eye. And the only way it's possible to access the information on the higher planes is through intuition. Now, when you were moving in the second dimension and you were an animal of sorts, whatever type of animal you experienced, you had a sense, and it's kind of an intuitive sense, if you will, of how to take care of your children, your cubs or your birds or whatever you are taking care of. You had a sense, and that sense has a little tiny piece of intuition in it. The sense and the intuition are there when you are way, way in a very, very limited consciousness, which I will call the second dimension. And then, as you moved into the third dimension of consciousness, which was your human evolution, and you left the second dimension and you moved into this new aspect of who you are, and we're calling it the third dimension, you brought with you some intelligence, at least a little bit of intuition, and sense, so that you had some tools, and I'm using that as tools, to use as you access the humanhood and move through its many, many aspects of humanhood, where it brought you to here, where you are today. But that is just a limited eye. You are really infinite, but we have limited eyes so that we can experience going through the many aspects of humanhood. Very important process. It's very important. But eventually we come to that point when we've evolved to the point where we're beginning to say, there has to be more. I don't, here I am, another body, another family, another whole aspect of what I'm doing this lifetime, another play. Sometimes I call them, well, I'm in another play. You are in another play. It's your incarnation, it's a play. And just like any other play, the curtain will come down on that play and you'll leave the stage of the play. Now, when you leave the stage of the play, you go into infinite intelligence, but you are still limited. Even though you move into out of the body, because you have passed over and you have died as of that physical body that you had your play in. And at that point, you are moving into a space where there is certain things that you look at and you decide that you want to come back in another body and learn some more things. So we make a contract with our higher self and say, look, I'm coming down, I'm going to learn these things because I'm not ready to leave my humanhood. There's things I still want to do. There's people I still want to be with. There is a lot of things that I still want to develop. And see, this is all an interplay, if you will, with the higher consciousness. So the play you're in today, and you're sitting there listening to me, and you are through the eyes of the play you're in today, and it's simply a little eye that is trying to figure out how it can access the higher part of yourself. Well, the higher part of yourself is the infinite part of you, and it's latent in you. It's part of who you are, and as you let go of the third dimension that you are living in, and you move into the higher plane, which is the fourth dimension of beingness, where Jesus talked about, where then there's the Father and I are one, but let's not go any further than this little piece that I'm talking about right now, which is where you are in your consciousness, and everybody that's listening to this is in different consciousness than each other, but they're all on the same page of wanting to move into higher consciousness. And as you are putting the energy and the desire, and it's a vibration and desire that says, I want to move, I want to understand, I want to know more things intuitively, because that's where the real truth comes in. And this is what you want to tap. And the only way you can tap it is through your intuition. And so I say to you, some of you have already worked with your intuition, but your intuition can be worked on more because it's a vibration and energy. When we first start to ask to have our intuition more of a part of ourselves, so to speak, we may be a 10 on the intuitional trail. And so you have a little bit of intuition and you use it to find the right parking spot or to call a person at a certain time and they're already calling you or getting ready to call you. Those little things that are going on and you're practicing a little and it's kind of fun and it's kind of interesting. Oh, I'm going to the store. I want a perfect parking spot. You show me where it is. My intuition will go out and you will find the perfect parking spot. So test it, and I've talked to you about this before, so test it out so that when bigger things come, you know the vibration and you know the energy that this information is going to come in on. Because this is what guides you to the next aspect of who you are. And it's a gradual thing, like anything else. Gradually, your intuition becomes more and more and more a part of you. Eventually, your intuition, if you will use it, and I mean use it, just use it every day as often as you can. Ask for guidance. Ask for divine guidance. Where is the guidance going to come? Through your intuition. Oh, I intuitive that I need to pick up this book. Oh, there's something in this book I need to look at. I wonder what it is. Oh, I think I'll just open the book and find out what it is. Oh, it's on page 7. It says intuition and intelligence. You see, our intelligence brings us into understanding there's something more. And then we start accessing our intuition. And once that intuition starts to be honed, and I do mean honed, as it's honed in and becomes more strong, it's a vibration that gets stronger and stronger and stronger, and then you can access new information and move out of a limited state of consciousness into a more conscious state of the I am present that you are. You are an I am presence. I am God, God and I are one. The Father and I are one. Jesus, that's what Jesus said. But what he was saying was the Father and I, God and I are one. Whatever you want to call God, but you become conscious that you are one with it. It's not, oh, I hope, oh, maybe someday I will be able to be one with God. No, you have to say, I will be one with God, and I'm going to do whatever I can to open myself up to the next possibility of my incarnation, this lifetime, to access the greater information from the higher plane. And it's a desire that you must have. It's a support for your soul. Without intuition, you cannot move in consciousness. Did you hear me? You can't move unless you really, really work on this intuitive part of you. You won't move. You can't access it. You don't have any equipment, so to speak, to access it. It's like if you don't have cable, you can't get the 5,000 channels that are on cable. You have to have the equipment to access those channels. So this is the same with you. You have to have the equipment to access the 1,000 different channels of, let's call it God, consciousness. But you have to want to access. If I want cable, I've got to call the cable company and say, I want cable. Come in and put the proper equipment in my house so that I can have cable. I just don't want to use the 1 to 99 general television. I want cable where I can see so much more and understand so much more and access so many more channels. You see, in order to have more cable, I've got to make a phone call and tell them I want them. Come out and do it. Well, you have to make a telephone call to your infinite intelligence and say, I want more cable. I want more understanding of the higher part of myself, because that's the only way I could access new information. Otherwise, you have to stay limited in this compound of a narrow vision in order to access into the higher and higher realms. This intuitive part of you has to be honed. It's the next step to mastering, because without it, you can't master, because it is the channel that you have to go to. And it's a wiring equipment within our beingness. And it has many, 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 many upgrades. And you have to keep using that intuitive self and move to understand the higher realm. But it has to start with you. I can tell you all about what it is to be on another dimension, but you won't understand it. But if you had developed your intuition and were sitting in the same place I was in consciousness, you would understand exactly what I'm saying. So I'm telling you, the one thing I had to do once I became the observer of self and could stop my many desires that were outside of the one desire that I wanted, which was to know myself in God. Once I let go of all those little puny little desires that were of very little value to me, to the one big desire that I had was to master this lifetime. And it took every bit of me for 45 years. 45 years I worked and worked. And you are getting the benefit of my 45 years of struggle to find my way through the maze to the God consciousness. And I'm here to help you to take the steps necessary to awaken to the higher part of yourself. And I'm in body, and I can tell you that there is more to you, and this is the way to get there. Because God and you are one, but you have to take and do the process that it takes to move into that. And many of my students will say to me, "Oh, I didn't know it was going to be so hard." Well, it's very hard when the ego wants to have it for its own self. And when they tell me that, I know. It's your ego talking to me, not your soul. Because your soul says, finally, I'm doing this. Wow, finally. Oh, man, I'm finally doing it. And the ego says, oh, well, this is harder. I didn't really want to give up that little desire to do X, Y, and Z. But, do I have to give it up? Well, you don't have to give it up at all. You don't have to give it up. If that desire is of stronger than your desire to move in consciousness, then you will have that desire fulfilled. It is part of the truth of your beingness. You will have that desire fulfilled. But you can't feel both those desires at the same time. You'll say, why not? Why can't I have both? Oh, I've heard that one from many a student. Oh, I want them both. Can I have this or that? Well, first, go to the higher self. And if that desire after that is something you want to fulfill, maybe you'll fulfill it, maybe you won't. But you'll be at a different place of understanding, and you will make a different choice because you have more information about how to move into God consciousness. And I'll tell you, once you get to the God consciousness, you want to serve your humanity, because this is why I'm sitting here. I want to support you in knowing who you are. That's important to me, to be of service to you. Otherwise, I'm going to leave this planet and I'm going to be gone. Because why stay here and live in a third dimensional body, understanding God consciousness? And I will tell you, when you come to that God consciousness of yourself, you will want to feed and help your brothers and sisters in whatever way you can, because you know that this is so much better, so much more refreshing, so much less pressure, so much more bliss, peace of mind. And boy, that's what I want to give you. I want to give you the bliss, the power, the strength, the knowledge that is yours, inheritance. But you have to do what it takes to get through the maze. And I'm telling you about the maze because the maze isn't easy. It isn't just waking up one morning and saying, "Oh, I want to go one with God." No. You have to give your whole self to it. It has to be the most important thing in your life. It has to overshadow everything and anything else. And you do it with the most dedication. And then, do you just leave your family? No. I was a householder. I had to take care of a family. I had to go to work. And I had to do my meditations, do my study work, do my homework every single night, because I had a family that I had to support. And I also had my spiritual self that I wanted to support. And my spiritual self helped me support my family. Because by my going into a higher dimension of who I was a better mother. I was a better friend to my friends. I was a better parent in every way. I was a better sister to my brothers. I was better in every way. I didn't lose anything. But I'll tell you, when I first began the journey, I was afraid I'd lose something. I didn't know that I was going to gain so much more. You will gain so much more, but you have to put down that part of you that's the baby part of you, that one that's, "It's too hard, I can't do it." Oh, intuition, to what on earth is she talking about? How can that be possible? No, you have it within you. It's a part of you. So don't give me any excuses, because I don't accept them. If you want to be a spiritual student, be a spiritual student. If you want to be a good parent, be a good spiritual student. If you want to have more money, be a good spiritual student. If you want to own a company, be a good spiritual student, first of all. Then, if that's necessary, you'll have the right answers for your family, for your business, for whatever you need to do. You will have it. The kingdom of heaven is within you, and all things will be given to you. Jesus said that, and that he meant. So I say to you, page 7, chapter 2, I go into detail. It's just 2.5 pages. It's going to take you a whole 2 minutes to read, but you're going to spend the rest of your life learning to use those tools and working with them every day of your life. I worked with my intuition every day of my life, and sometimes my intuition was crappy, crappy. And I soon learned how to use it wisely. Not when my ego got in the way, because I found when my ego wanted the answer, it would automatically give my intuition the answer I wanted. The little I wanted. I had to know myself well enough to know that I couldn't go there, that it was I have to be honest with myself all the way. I had to be in integrity. So I say to you, read this, work on it. It's your way to the higher dimension. It's the thing that's going to help you. It's going to drive you. It's exciting to know you have a new tool. It's exciting to know that you have within yourself the possibility to tap the information, infinite information, infinite knowledge, wisdom. I bless you. I support you on your journey. Page 7. Bye bye for now.
Wow. Jane makes it very clear in this video that in order to move from our intellect to our intuition, we must expand our consciousness through meditation. Jane also made it perfectly clear that we must make a choice. Do we want to continue to live in third dimensional consciousness or move into our infinite selves? As spiritual students, we have a choice. Do I choose to live in the opposites, never knowing peace? Always thinking, oh my gosh, I'm in love, I'm not in love. I like, I dislike. All of those things that we experience in the opposites, is this where we want to live? Or do we choose to do the work every day, knowing that one day we will be our I Am presence? What is your heart's desire? Knowing intuition is essential for spiritual freedom. Take time to meditate upon that question this week. And during this week, we want to be part of your spiritual journey. And not only this week, but every week. And I am inviting you to join us every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for our Support for Your Journey gathering. And please note, information is in the chat area below. We here at the Center are so grateful for your continuing generous and loving gifts. These gifts allow us to continue this work serving humanity. Also, information for donations is listed in the chat area below. And let us take some time this morning to meditate together. Let's just close our eyes if you're comfortable doing that. Let's be in the moment. Be in the now. We quiet our minds. Knowing. That we are expanding our consciousness. Into spiritual intuition. We are moving into a higher dimension. of ourselves. We choose. Spiritual freedom. As we move into our intuitive selves. The desire of our hearts. Is wanting to know ourselves in universal consciousness. There is only quiet. We are absorbed into the stillness. Of the infinite. We are safe. As we move into the beyond, step by step, we shed our intellect. As our intuitive faculty becomes stronger and stronger. in our spiritual, intuitive selves. We know everything we need to know when we need to know it. Everything will be revealed to us. Through intuitive guidance, and we rest in the awareness of our spiritual, intuitive selves. Amen. And when you're comfortable, please open your eyes. Thank you for joining us today. And we look forward to seeing you again next week. Bye now.